More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Friday. It is hot, and you're listening to 1320 WILS 87 right now. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck. Tonight, we'll get the latest on this court case. Tens of thousands of Michiganders who filed for unemployment were falsely accused of fraud. Now they want their money back. The state says no. We'll hear from their attorney. Also last night at Holt High School, the first public hearing on that oil pipeline that runs under the Straits of Mackinac. We'll find out what the experts said there. But, of course, the big news today is that President Trump met with Vladimir Putin at the G20 conference, and they met for well over 2 hours. President Trump tweeting out that, quote, "The fake media will never cover me accurately, but who cares?" Well, let's talk to a man that can look right past all the fake news. Political science professor Alan Sachs is with us at the University of Texas at Arlington. Alan, always great to have you on 1320 WILS.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and what do you do in the summers? I know you're a professor, and you could have retired years ago, right? You just chose not to.
I'm still teaching. They need me.
Yeah, over.
I hope they need me.
Over 50 years, right? Teaching now?
Correct.
And so in the summer, then you have a full slate of classes, or how does it work for you?
Well, it gets slimmed down quite a bit, but I have two classes, one in the evening and one in the afternoon. And it's awful hot here. I think the only thing that gets me down a little bit is the heat, the very oppressive heat here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But I'm used to it. I'm Oklahoma initially, and it's the same kind of heat. Hmm. And I've never gotten used to it.
Yeah, well, if you were retired, you could come spend your summers in Michigan, you know?
Well, Michigan is a much nicer place in the summer, as is Colorado. But the winter times are pretty tough.
Yeah, but no retirement. You'll never retire. Is that the plan, then?
Probably not. I think some people who retire, they love it. They do very, very well. And they enjoy it. I don't play golf. I don't do anything like that. I don't play cards. I don't want to go to a senior recreation center and scare other people my age. And in fact, what I do, I volunteer at assisted living centers. And they're always asking me, when are you going to move in? And every time somebody says that, I just want to belt them.
What makes you want to do that, then, to spend your time volunteering at assisted living centers?
I volunteer there, and I've been doing that for many, many years. Mm-hmm. It's just I would be bored with that. Some of them are not, and it's wonderful, and they're great, and they're taken care of very well. But I just like a more independent lifestyle.
Yeah, it's Alan Sachs with us, political science professor, Alan Sachs. So, Alan, this meeting that was had between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, apparently he did bring up, the president brought up the concerns about the hacking of our election and so on. What do you think really went down there?
Well, and to no surprise, Vladimir Putin said no evidence of that, and they left it alone at that. It looks like the Russians did intervene in our elections and other elections throughout Europe. But the thing that a lot of people are trying to prove, did President Trump and Vladimir Putin collude to help him in the election? Absolutely no evidence about that. That ought to be dropped. Just forget it. But
should we be taking some kind of a harsher stance against Russia because of this?
Well, we're letting them know that we don't like it, and there's not much we can do about it except maybe put up some kind of cybersecurity to make sure it doesn't happen anymore. President Obama was almost childish when he said to Vladimir Putin during his administration, cut it out, cut it out. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that people say on the school grounds of an elementary school. You do this one more time, and I'm not going to like it. Yeah. That was President Obama. I think President Trump was a lot more forceful with Vladimir Putin today. But aside from that, they got something done.
You're talking about the Syria ceasefire?
The ceasefire in Syria. That is a big, big deal. And that was very important, and I think that President Trump could come away from his meeting with Vladimir Putin with a great deal of success. Mm-hmm. Nobody expected this. I didn't either. I thought they were going to meet for 5 or 10 minutes, sort of backstage, shake each other's hands, and let it go with that. Apparently, the meeting lasted close to 2 hours. The Secretary of State was there as well, from both Vladimir Putin, Sergei Lavrov, the State Department official in the Soviet Union. I keep calling the Soviet Union Russia. I think Vladimir Putin would like to bring back the old Soviet Union. And then Mr. Tillerson, our State Department head, was there as well, along with some interpreters.
Right. In fact, I'm curious.
It's been on very well.
Alan Sachs with us here on WILS. Have you seen those the Putin interviews, that Oliver Stone documentary?
I did. I did see some.
Because apparently Putin's quite charming in person. How do you think?
He really is. He's a charmer, and also he knows how to use force at the same time. I think it's important that Vladimir Putin meet Donald Trump and understand that Donald Trump is no Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And people can make of that statement whatever they want to. But it's very important. The Russians do not have the economy that we have. Our economy is about 10, 20 times larger. But the one thing the Russians have to have, and it's important that we notice that, it is the foremost nuclear power in the world. They have more nuclear warheads than we do, and it's a powerful
country. But it's funny, we don't talk about that with all this talk of Russia. That never really comes up, the fact
that they... That's right. It is a powerful, powerful country, and we have to recognize it as that, at least militarily. Not so much economically, but militarily. By the way, when leaders meet, it's important, you know, that there is that we size up each other. Whenever I go into my classroom for the first day, my students sort of try to size me up. Who is this guy? You know, can we push him around?
And how do you present yourself then?
And I try to present myself, but it never works. As a little bit, I'm a little bitty guy. I'm about 5'3", weigh about 130 pounds. I'm very slight, and so I try to project myself if I can. A little bit more macho, but it never works.
Well, but I'm guessing if they try to push you, that's when they find out.
Yeah, and that happens all the time. And I mention this because, and by the way, all teachers know this, the first day of class is very important to make that first impression. Well, the same thing is true of our leaders of our country. For example, when Nikita Khrushchev, the then powerful head of the then Soviet Union, met a young John Kennedy, 1961, newly elected. He pushed him around. Right. And apparently Nikita Khrushchev came away thinking, probably incorrectly, I can shove this guy around.
Now, do you think Putin had that opinion of President Obama, though?
No. Yes, I do think he had that of President Obama. I do not think he has that of Donald Trump. And by the way, going back to 1961... that may have led to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Another thing where people can size up each other, this time very positively, is when Margaret Thatcher of England, called the Iron Lady, she was a friend of Ronald Reagan, Prime Minister of England, when she met Mikhail Gorbachev, and he was newly installed as the head of Russia, of the then Soviet Union, rather.
Right.
I get my titles mixed up. And she came away saying, Margaret Thatcher, I think I met a man that we can do business with. And by gosh, she was right.
Yeah, she was right. And now, I should know we're talking to Professor Alan Sachs here on WILS. President Trump, in the midst of his tweets today, he actually brought up John Podesta. His tweet said, quote, everyone here is talking about why John Podesta refused to give the DNC server to the FBI and the CIA. Disgraceful. Podesta then replied saying that he was our whack job POTUS, is what he said about President Trump. Well, what'd you make of him bringing that up?
Well, I think it's interesting. Donald Trump will not let it loose, and he may be right. Why won't Mr. Podesta, who was the closest ally to Mrs. Clinton, why won't he just give up the server to the FBI or the CIA to look at?
Right. Well, Podesta said that, really, I don't have control of the DNC servers, but the argument is the DNC says they're leery of the FBI because of all the digging into Mrs. Clinton's private email server.
What they're probably afraid of is that they might find something on it that they don't like, and because that happened before. But if people want to tie to the Russians, they ought to look to the Clintons. The Clintons apparently had bank deals with Russia. They sold uranium to Russia. So if people want to look for collusion between the United States and Russia, they should look to the Clinton administration and Hillary Clinton maybe in particular during the reign of President Obama, much more so than with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
What it is, and I think this has been echoed over and over again on talk radio, but there's some truth to it, I believe, is that the Obama, the Democrats, the Clintons, or John Podesta cannot get over the fact that Hillary Clinton lost. Right. She was not supposed to lose. So they have to come up with some answer.
Right.
The answer is collusion with Russia. That did it.
And of all the people to beat her, President Trump was probably the last one they wanted to see winning that election. Professor Alan Sachs teaches political science at the University of Texas at Arlington, has been doing so for many, many decades, and continues to do that. Alan, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you so much. It's always appreciated.
Thank you.